You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right.
It's there the Steve Mason theme song.
It's my day. It is officially my day.
All right, man, since it's your day, you get to pick. Every line is lit between 1 and 10. Pick one.
Let's go line 3.
Line 3 is Derek in Tustin. Hey, Derek, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
Hey, guys. Thanks for picking up my call. Long time, first time.
Oh, good.
Thank
glad,
you.
Glad to have you. What do you want to talk about?
You know, I was watching that Kings Warriors game, and you know, it was funny when I saw that happen, the stomp. It was so funny how the cameras were following around Draymond Green after the fact. It's almost like they didn't give him a chance to really chill out after that happened, and it just seemed a little weird that, you know, I saw it the first time. I go, wow, that camera's real close to him, and then he turns. I was like,
okay,
but
so Derek, if you were the
personality.
Derek, if you were the NBA commissioner, I would not have suspended Draymond. Mason and Greg think it's an open and shut, absolute suspension. Derek, what did you think?
I mean, I agree that he needs to be suspended. I think the suspension is fine. I don't see anything wrong with that. It just seemed a little bit weird, and I don't think anybody's talking about the fact how almost produced it was. They were anticipating him to react.
But it doesn't mean he has to, Derek.
But here's the thing. This is a good, interesting point, Derek. If you're the director of the broadcast, are you not looking for the biggest, most demonstrative actions to put
of course
on
you are.
The broadcast?
It's the villain thing I was talking about before.
It's a villain. So, of course, they're going to dwell on it because he was making a show and they wanted to show the show, right?
100%. I don't have any problem with the broadcasting part of it. I just found it interesting that it was like they knew it's like there's blood in the water and you got to go to where the blood is.
Yes.
And that's what it was. And I found it to be very interesting. And he played right into it. It's like I
sure
saw
did.
It coming from a mile away.
Yep.
Yeah. I just don't think the Kings needed any help. I think they're doing really well and they did. Thank you, Derek.
Thanks,
that's a good
Derek.
Call.
Yeah, good call.
Okay, so if you weren't with us for a Super Crosstalk with Travis and Slay, I got this idea based on something Robert Griffin III did earlier in the week. Robert Griffin casted an entire movie of the Jalen Hurts story.
Yes.
When Jalen Hurts became the highest paid player in the NFL. Michael B. Jordan plays Hurts, and he had a whole bunch of other stuff. So I came up with, and so did Mace and Greg and Jorge, a complete casting of ESPN LA, the movie. And so we had Travis and Sleewood's people on here. We cast their entire show earlier, but now we're going to do our show. So let's start with Jorge.
Okay.
Okay. Jorge, I for you picked Jay Hernandez. Do you know who that is?
Yeah,
He's a new Magnum yeah. P.I. He was in Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, it works.
Would it work?
He's Carlito's Way, too, right? He's in
yeah.
Carlito's Way.
Yeah, good yeah. actor, good-looking yeah. guy. I thought he'd be good. Greg, who'd you pick for Jorge?
I took Michael Peña, who's a very,
oh,
very
yeah.
funny
very good
actor.
Actor.
Yeah, very good
he's
actor.
About,
great in, what was he in Gravity with Kate Chastain, and or was yeah. that
no,
The
he
Martian?
Was in Crash.
He was either in. He's in one of the space movies. He was. He's good in everything.
Yeah,
he's very
Michael
funny
Payne. Mace, who'd you come up with for Jorge?
I went with Diego Luna.
All right.
Yeah.
You know who that is?
Yeah. Of course.
Great.
Okay.
Mexican actor.
Yeah.
Right.
So Jorge, Marcos. If you had to pick between one of those three, who would you take?
I'll go with Diego.
Diego Luna.
Yeah.
Would be good.
Diego
Did you pick one for yourself?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So let's do Bergman.
Oh boy.
No, Greg, you're going to like mine.
Yeah, you're going to like mine, too.
Greg, and if you've never seen this guy, look him up because he looks just like Bergman. I picked Richard Madden, Robb Stark from Game of Thrones.
Stark.
Yeah.
I'll absolutely take that
Yeah,
one.
And by the way, kind of a heartthrob, both Michelle Beadle and Lisa Ireland would sleep with you sight unseen.
Well, we'll take Lisa out of it.
Okay.
Yeah, take Lisa out.
Yeah. But Beadle, that's a pretty good pull.
That's
if
a
you
great
get,
pull.
Yeah. Jorge, who'd you have for Greg?
Brett Goldstein from Ted Lasso.
Oh, come on now.
Wait a minute.
Well, he's got the beard.
Oh, I love Roy Kent. That's like a great character.
He's also a jerk, and that's his whole
no,
thing.
But he's playing a jerk.
I think he comes off as a jerk, he's kind of got a heart of gold in there.
Yeah, he does. He does. Okay.
Mace, who'd you come up with for Greg?
I also went Game of Thrones, but I went Kit Harington.
Okay, that would work too.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one.
Jon Snow.
Yeah. Problem is, he's a really short. I think he's like 5'3" or something.
I'm not 5'3", thankfully.
And Greg, did you cast yourself?
I did cast myself, and I was very nice to myself.
All right, who'd you pick?
I took Bradley Cooper.
Oh, that's a good one. You were very high on yourself.
Very nice to myself. I think there's some resemblance in there.
Yeah. I can see that.
He's got the beard. Yeah.
I think you look more like Richard Madden than any of the other three guys. But we'll. Those are all decent.
Who would you pick? I'm happy with all of them. Oh, well, you would
outside
pick.
Of Brett Goldstein, but I'm taking Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper, of course.
All right. The leading role.
So,
great guy.
Bergman, we'll stick with you. Who'd you pick for me?
For you, okay. So, and again, this was all Amanda and I did this together.
Okay.
You are Bill Hader.
Oh, I love Bill Hader. Bill Hader's great.
Oh, yeah.
I love Bill Hader.
Bill Hader.
Okay.
That's a good call.
Yeah, we'll take in a heartbeat. Jorge, who'd you pick for me?
Well, I got to give credit to Parker Bell, who also helped me pick my list. And Parker decided that you should be Timothy, how do you say his last name? Oliphant?
Oliphant.
Oh, I like him too.
That's very nice.
That's a good one.
Mace, who'd you pick for me?
Okay. I went something contemporary, something current. He plays Mattson on Succession. Alexander Skarsgård.
Oh, I'd take any of those. Yeah, I would take any
of those.
He's
got exactly your hair.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I picked Will Arnett for me, because I've said this before. Will Arnett looks like me, brown eyes, brown hair. We have the same hairline. And he's kind of overly dramatic like me, and he's kind of nerdy like me.
Yeah, so
I would go with Will Arnett.
He's Batman.
So
that's who you're taking. You're taking, out of everybody that we chose, you're taking Will Arnett.
I would take any of the four, to be honest. I liked all four of those.
If you made me pick one,
Oliphant's the best looking. Of those four guys. So I'd probably go with him. But I would take any of the four. I like all four of your suggestions. Or all three in mine. Okay, so for the last one, it's Mace. I've said this before. For Mason, I would pick John Slattery, Roger Sterling from Mad Men. He's got that thing Mason's got.
He's a very handsome man.
Full gray hair, but doesn't look old. Okay,
right.
So Slattery is, and he's kind of outgoing. He's kind of very personal. Like, I watched The Good Fight. He's got a run on The Good Fight as a doctor. But Roger Sterling, I think, could totally pull you off. Greg, who'd you pick for Mace?
So, same type of deal. Got the silver hair going on. Older, but doesn't look old. Bradley Whitford.
He's
a great actor.
I love him.
Great actor. And if you actually look at it, there's a picture with glasses and no beard.
Josh Lyman.
Looks a lot like
him. Yeah. No, that's good.
Yeah, and he's younger than he appears to be. That's actually good. Jorge, who'd you pick for Mace?
Again, here, according to Parker Bell, weirdly enough, Silver Ben Stiller.
Okay. I can see that.
I like that.
Who'd you pick for yourself?
So the guy that I think is closest to my personality and my, you know, who I am, you'd have to put silver hair on him.
Yeah, easy to do.
But Adam Sandler, I feel like, is the guy who would play me in a movie. More personality-wise and jokey-wise and all that stuff than the silver hair.
Yeah.
I think that's the least of everybody.
No. You put silver hair on Adam Sandler. I think he matches my personality. It's not just the look. It's also the personality.
Sure. Okay.
You agree with that one, John?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't see Sandler in that role, but I think any of the four could do it. I actually think these are all pretty good suggestions.
So who are you taking then, Mace?
I would take out of the four.
Out of the three of us, who would you take? Would you take Roger Sterling?
John Slattery. Yeah.
Okay. Amanda's going to pop in here at some point. I think I've got Amanda completely nailed.
I've got her completely.
I think I got her too.
I know exactly.
And we all have different picks.
I'm sure we do.
Okay. I didn't get that one. Nuh-uh.
You didn't do Amanda?
I didn't do Amanda.
Okay.
Get Parker Bell to give you an answer.
I'm going
to
try.
All right, Amanda, if you're listening, stick your head in here, and if not, and then we'll do. Sedano and Kaplan, those guys come in for late crosstalk.
Yes, that's perfect.
But I think all of those are decent choices. And by the way, if you missed it earlier, for Travis, I picked Jason Segel, Sliwa Cal Penn, Emily Amy Schumer, and Taylor John Krasinski. Mace, what was yours for Travis and Sliwa?
Mine was Larry the Cable Guy for Travis.
Which he loved.
He was thrilled with that. Rami Youssef for Sliwa. Let's see, for Emily. Ellie Kemper for Emily and Cousin Greg, Nicholas Braun for Taylor.
And what was yours, Bergman, for Travis and Slee?
Vince Vaughn for Travis because he has that father aspect to him. Kumail Nanjiani for Sliwa. Amy Poehler for Emily and Miles Teller for Taylor.
Jorge, did you do Travis and
Slee? No, I thought it was just our show. No, I just thought it was our show.
Yeah.
Hey, Parker, if you're listening, you can do Sedano and Cap if you want.
Yeah,
we're going to do them later.
Jorge.
Yeah,
do it.
So if you
want to
do that, go for it.
Do we have, we're going to do gambling today?
Yes,
yeah, she's coming on right now.
Is that coming up next?
Right? 2:15,
yes.
Greg?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, good. We'll do some gambling. Interesting games. I'm curious. Lakers-Memphis game three. I have no idea. I would imagine Lakers by 4.5, Lakers by 5.5.
I would skew
higher.
You'd
go more?
I'd go Lakers by 7.
Lakers by 7.
Current line is Lakers minus 4.5.
Okay. Oh, there you go. You're pretty good.
I was right there.
Pretty close.
I was right there.
All right, we'll throw all that stuff at Anita Marks coming up.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Oh, Mirror Audio Video. I love these guys. Make your life easier. Call Mirror Audio Video in Westwood. Why? They can do it all, including speed up your slow buffering Wi-Fi. If you're a fan of the show, you know Monday I got screwed. I had this hotel in Memphis. Bergman and I tested the Comrex over the weekend. It was working perfectly. Then the slow buffering lousy Wi-Fi at the hotel knocked me out of Monday's show. If you're in desperate need of better Wi-Fi for music, movies, or how about your Teams or Zoom calls, here's the most reliable solution. Mirror Audio Video. One call, and they'll come to your home, your office, or your business, do a complete Wi-Fi check, and deliver for you a plan certified with the best technology that will finally bring blazing fast Wi-Fi to wherever you desire. So like we always tell you on the Mason and Ireland show, if you have any electronic or technology questions, just do like we do. Call Mirror Audio Video today, 310-234-4010. 310-234-4010. Tell them Mason and Ireland sent you and they will hook you up for sure. Mirror Audio Video in Westwood.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Got a little Marley rolling. Happy 420.
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
Yes, what a fortunate moment we find ourselves in as Anita Marks joins us. Hey, Anita, how are you? Happy 420.
Happy 420.
Hey, Anita, we're casting the ESPN LA movie. Who do you want to play you?
Oh, wow.
I'm pulling up your picture.
Well, you're just going to throw that on me?
You can think about it. Yeah, no, we just came up with it. I'm trying to think of all right. I could see Jennifer Aniston playing playing
that's
Anita.
Nice. I was thinking kind of Lisa Kudrow cuz she's funny.
Who's the girl I could see Jennifer Lawrence playing Anita.
Look at you guys. I am like uber flattered right now.
Cindy Crawford.
Anita, are you comfortable?
Emily Radzikowski.
Wait, hey, Anita, if you're not, don't answer this because I know some women are sensitive about this, but are you comfortable telling us your age?
I have no shame in my game.
Good.
Okay, how old are you?
So at the end of this month, I'll be 53 going on 38.
Nice.
So,
okay, I like it.
Yes. Good.
So Aniston and you are about the same age.
Yeah, so you and Jennifer Aniston.
So you think.
So I'm going with that.
Yeah.
I'm marrying. So we got an offer out to Jennifer Aniston based on this 1 minute conversation.
I'm going with Emily Ratajkowski.
That's a bold choice, although she's like 20 years younger than Anita.
You know what? She's going on 38. Okay, she said it herself.
Hey, like I said, I have no shame in my game.
Good.
There's not enough Botox in the world. But it's all.
Hey, everybody deserves an upgrade when they get a movie. You know, come on.
When I tell people how old I am, they don't believe me. So
there you go.
I've got to be doing something right.
So Anita, if I walked into a sports book right now, what's being bet the most? Is it baseball futures? Is it NBA? Is it golf tournaments? Where's the money? Where's the handle coming from?
I mean, right now it's NBA because, you know, we're in the thick of the postseason and there's so many storylines, right? I'm sure while you were on air, news broke, no Kawhi Leonard, yep. He's out today.
Did that change the line when they announced Kawhi out? By
3 or 4, I believe.
Wow, it's up to seven.
I want to say that it opened up at 4, 4.5, and it's now up to 7. So it changed the line. Kawhi's been an absolute beast. Unfortunately, they only won one game, but nonetheless, I mean, he's been the straw that stirs the drink. Who's scoring points tonight?
So there are teams that have lost guys, like Ja last night for Memphis, like
Giannis,
and still those teams have gone on to win. Is that missing man thing a little bit overrated? Like, which way do you lean on Clippers tonight +7? Without Kawhi.
Yeah, so it's interesting, right? Like, so let's rewind. As you said, no Ja Morant last night, but this is that was a Memphis Grizzlies team that won several games without Morant, and
yep.
I loved Tyus Jones.
Tyus Jones statistically is actually a better point guard for them than
yes.
Morant is, Anita.
Yes,
it's exactly. Hard to believe, but if you run the numbers, it's true.
No, I absolutely, I'm with you. So last night I was on Daily Wager. Everybody, Joe Fortenball, all the guys, they had the Lakers. I'm like, I'm sorry, with all due respect, like I don't think this team, really, as great as Ja Morant is, I don't think this team skips a beat with Tyus Jones. Sure enough, Memphis won. So there's that. In regard to Giannis and what's going on with the Bucks, again, same scenario. They have the most depth of next men up coming in and really performing well. And without Giannis, they could change their offensive game plan and still put up points. But with the Clippers and Kawhi, especially now, you're not just talking about one big name out, but no Paul George.
Right.
So I think the Clippers situation, their storyline is much different than Memphis and the Bucks.
Yeah, I think Phoenix, by the way, is going to blow the doors off the Clippers tonight. Give me 10,000 mythical dollars on the Clippers.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Anita, I can't even jokingly bet on the NBA because I work for the league. But
I know.
But I'm curious, considered to be the best bet on a team to win the title. Like, where's the best value in your opinion?
I don't understand why Denver gets no love. You can bet Denver right now to win the NBA championship at +850. The Boston Celtics are favored at 270, the Bucks at +290.
Where are the Lakers?
You got to give me a minute.
Denver has to have better odds than the Lakers, right? One team's the one seed and the other team's the seven.
Yeah, here we go. So the Lakers right now to win the championship 15-1.
All right.
And Denver is right in front of them at +850.
Okay. So about the same, right? About half, so, right? So that's like 8.5-1, Denver?
So, for folks out there listening, maybe you've never wagered before. What does plus mean? It means you're laying $100 down to win $850.
Okay.
So when it's negative, if you see something that says negative, then pretty much you have to lay that amount down. -120 means you have to lay $120 down to win.
Denver is +850. You get crazy.
So. It is. It's just, I don't understand. I don't, I, I like, I, I just, I don't get it. I don't get the disrespect for Denver. That's where my money would be.
Will you
right now.
Bet individual props on these playoff games? Like last night, I know LeBron was, his over-under was 26. Is that something you get involved in?
Absolutely. I'm making a killing with Embiid over assists. And he's at 3.5 tonight. Why? The Nets have no answer for Embiid. So they have to double, triple coverage him. And
he's going to pass out of there.
He kicks it out. And as horrible as Harden has been shooting from the field, he actually has been crushing shots behind the three-point line. And Maxey has been a complete beast. So tonight, prop-wise, in the 76ers game, I'm going over 3.5 assists for Embiid, and I'm going over 19.5 points for Maxey. So yeah, to answer your question, yes, I love prop bets. I play a lot of prop bets,
so,
especially in the NBA.
So Saturday, we got a big game here at Crypto.com Arena, the Memphis Grizzlies mm-hmm. in Game 3 against the Lakers. Critical Game 3, because as you know, Anita, teams that win Game 3 after a 1-1 start go on to win 73% of the time. So it's a huge game. The line, we've got the line at 4.5. Is that what you got?
I'm looking right now. I've got the line at 4.5. The over-under is 220.5.
Okay. So which way are you leaning?
So I know you guys like to call
bet me against LA. LA. Bet against She's LA. Coming back
Here
again.
But here's why I'm not going to touch this game with a 10-foot pole.
Okay.
And that is because of all the drama now surrounding, right? Dylan Brooks coming out and calling LeBron old, and how does LeBron respond to this? You know, does he come, because he, let's be honest, he has been very much a facilitator the majority of minutes that he has been in, whether it's because of his age, whether it's because he needs the surgery around his foot, especially game one. And not to take anything away from that, right? It's admirable. And him, his style of play, able to lift up Hachimura, be able to lift up Reeves. It's great. But does the comments that have been made now in the last 18 to 24 hours, does this spark something like, hey, I'm still LeBron James, I'm still in the discussion as being one of the greatest of all time? What type of LeBron James comes out? The only reason, and another reason why I'm staying away from this, is what AD are we going to get, guys? Game one, AD, Anthony Davis was great, you know, great in the paint, great rim protector, was just an absolute beast. What got into him last night? 4-14?
Right, but
he just looked like he was sleepwalking through the game.
Offensively, I think he's fair to be criticized. But defensively, he was good. He had 5 blocks. He's got 12 blocks in 2 games.
I saw his block total.
It's not like he's not making a difference. But you're right. He needs to decide what he's going to do with those double and triple teams on offense. And they'll come up with a plan.
If you were to say to me, Anita, I spoke to LeBron, man, he is fuming right now. He's like, he's going to make a statement. Okay, you know what? I'll play the Lakers. I don't like what, like, you know, what LeBron are we going to get? Like, and then I'm hoping he comes out and just like brings it and takes it to Dylan Brooks. I'm hoping for that game. I don't know. I don't have any conviction here. I don't know. Maybe I'll text Winnie.
Hey, who do you like? Sacramento at Golden State. Golden State, no Draymond.
Yeah, so a few things, and I'm sure you guys have been talking about this, right? Like I don't agree, love or hate Draymond Green, whether you know, does anyone deserve to be stomped on their chest? Absolutely not. Does he have anger management problems? Absolutely. I just don't feel that, I feel that this suspension is excessive.
Me too.
And I feel I feel like the NBA now, they've tipped the balance. He sets the tempo. He's huge in transition offense for them. He gives them their identity, the physicality, the swagger. I would have absolutely suspended him.
It was the right thing to do. You can't stomp on somebody's chest.
I'm with you,
period.
Anita.
I think it would be disgusting.
You threw him out of the game. You threw him out of the game.
Yeah.
He got his suspension. Where's Sabonis' suspension for grabbing his foot?
Has Draymond not learned his lesson? This is not the first time that he got suspended and tilted the balance of a series. I mean, this is on Draymond.
Listen, at least he didn't stomp him in the family jewels. That's more his
true,
speed.
True, true.
But I just give me the Kings and the points. And guys, I'll be honest, like, I'm even going to play the Kings on the money line. Let me see what that. Let me see what that's selling at.
So you
right
think
now.
Not having Draymond, because I think the Warriors are going to win tonight.
Money line plus 210. How are they? Tell me what. Convince me. Where you convince me where I should put my money. I'm looking at the Kings on the money line. You're telling me you think the Warriors are going to win straight up. They're laying 6.5. How do they win without Draymond Green and that type of physicality that the Kings have come with now the past two nights that they've played?
I don't know why, but they're a different team at home, Anita. The Warriors are way better at home than they are on the road. They're one of the worst. Matter of fact, they are the worst statistical road defending champion in NBA history. I mean, like they were just awful on the road. But if they get into the Chase Center, they tend to light it up. So I don't think this is going to be a sweep. And if you're right and the Kings win tonight, I think it is a sweep. I think if the Warriors go down 3-0, that's,
the,
you know,
yeah, as, I think they
as
waved
Chris
the white
Rouse
flag.
Would say, that's a final.
So I think
if the Warriors are going to win a game, it's going to be tonight.
You asked me about prop bets. One of my favorite prop bets in this game is Wiggins over 6.5 rebounds. He's going to be needed. He's right. going to have to attack the glass, right? So
Especially with no Draymond, last time
he played without Draymond Green, which is only once this season, he had 10 in that game. So prop bet-wise, I love Wiggins over 6.5 rebounds.
Okay, now
and
you
I
know,
think Steph Curry's going to have to go off.
You know, Anita,
his point total is 29.
I always put in my iCal exactly when you're going to be on. When is Bet LA going to be on?
Tonight, 7:00. So it's going to be fun. We are hitting right at the time that the Kings and the Golden State Warriors start,
and the Clippers and Suns.
And then 30 minutes in, so we will immediately get you ready for the Kings Golden State Warriors game, and we will spend that first 30 minutes getting you ready for the Suns Clippers. And then we will look big picture, and we'll talk some NFL draft. The NFL draft is next week. Talk about wagering. Boy, I love wagering on that. And we've got Greg Wyshynski, who's going to be joining us, the Puck Daddy. We'll talk some NHL. What does he think about the Kings in their series? And Stormy Bonantani is going to join me with some XFL picks. It's week 10, last week of the XFL, before they head into the postseason.
Okay. Tonight, 7:00, Bet LA with the great Anita Marks. Anita, thanks, and happy 420.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
See you, Anita.
All right. Coming up next, we were casting ESPN the movie. Boss Amanda is here. We've both, actually all three of us, have come up with actresses to play Boss Amanda. I already shared mine on Twitter. I think it is dead on the money. We'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I have a partially torn rotator cuff, I've decided.
How do you know?
Because when I do this, it hurts.
That doesn't mean you have a torn rotator cuff,
no,
you dope.
Partially torn. I think it's a partially torn labrum.
I think
labrum.
You slept on it funny.
I think it's a frayed labrum. That's what I've got. It's pickleball shoulder.
All right. The great Amanda Brown is here.
Boss Amanda!
Hello, guys.
Amanda used to pro years and years ago.
She was the best.
And they promoted her. To program director, so now we all work for her. So, Amanda, you've heard of this bit we're doing, right, where we're casting ESPN LA the movie?
Yes, I helped Greg do his.
Okay,
but I did not tell her my Amanda pick.
Okay, so, Amanda, we have all picked, everybody except Jorge.
I saw Mason's because he tweeted it out.
Mason, dummy, what are you doing?
Yeah, who'd you pick?
Emma Stone.
What do you think, Amanda?
I think it's okay.
Just okay?
Yeah.
All right, Greg, who'd you pick for Amanda?
I like Emma Stone.
I think she's a little nerdy.
Oh, she's
great. I love Emma Stone.
I love Emma Stone, too. She's great.
Too pale.
She's an actress. A lot of those girls stay out of the sun.
As they should.
I got to pick.
You do, Jorge.
Parker says Charlize Theron. She gives me boss vibes.
Wow. Charlize Theron.
It's very complimentary.
Yeah. All right, I'll take it.
Greg, who'd you pick for Amanda?
So I think this one works really well. It works for the show, and it works in real life. January Jones.
Well, that's where my Fat Betty name came from.
That is actually very, very good. Although, I think I've got you all beat. I like all of your choices. The home run natural one to me is Brie Larson.
Oh, Brie Larson is a really good one.
So, Amanda, you've got some. I mean, that's a good. Charlize Theron, January Jones, Emma Stone, and Brie Larson. You literally cannot go wrong.
Yeah, can't go wrong with
any of those four. But if we let you pick, would you pick one of those four?
Greg knows. It's Brie Larson because when he and I were sitting down, I said, I know who I would pick for myself, and I said Brie Larson.
Oh, I think you called it. I just smiled.
Smiled. He didn't say anything.
Because you knew, Greg, I had already picked Brie Larson.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. That is, you guys are about the same age. You look similar. You have similar personalities.
Yeah, and I actually get that one. Morales all the time is like,
will you ever cut your hair short like Brie Larson?
No.
Well,
I have in the past.
But Amanda,
but
maybe you could get that Nissan deal that she's got,
yeah, right.
And she's
I'll
raking in all that money.
I'll
by the way, she's
money.
Also single.
Brie Larson is?
Yeah, Brie Larson's single.
How is that possible?
She shouldn't be, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
For $100, would you cut your hair?
No, for $100, I'm
$100,
not
gonna... no, that's not enough.
Yeah, $100.
It'll cost more to just get it done that way.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So Boss Amanda, what is...
What's up?
Yeah, what's up? What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
No, hey, Amanda.
Yes.
What's up, fool?
What have you thought of the other casting choices that we've presented? Have you been listening?
So, no, unfortunately, I had some fraud on my debit card.
Oh,
so
no.
The last hour, I was dealing with the bank.
How much fraud?
Luckily, it's a very, very low number because I think I caught it right away.
Oh, nice.
All right,
yeah,
good.
So only like 30-something bucks,
you know what's
thankfully.
You know what's weird is sometimes when they're doing that fraud stuff, they'll send through like
$1
and
they'll do 1 cent, yes.
Right. And see if it goes
it's
through.
It's a test.
Like Office Space.
Then they'll hit
the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good. It's good
so,
that you
caught it. All right, so Greg, of all the things we've casted, and so far we've done every show except Sedano and Cap, we're going to do that when they come in later. What is the one casting choice you feel the best about?
I think the Brie Larson one is really, really good. Who did you have for Mace? That one was a really good John Slattery.
John Slattery.
Amanda, do you know who John Slattery is from Mad Men? Roger Sterling.
Yes.
All right. What do you think about him for Mason?
I think that one's a good one, but I liked the one that Greg picked because I gave it to him.
What was that one again?
Bradley Whitford.
Oh, Bradley. Whitford.
Yeah, which is good.
Good. Yeah,
which really is good. Good. Mace, what do you feel the best about of all the things we've casted so far?
I feel like I actually really, really like Diego Luna as Jorge.
Do you know who Diego Luna is, Amanda?
I do not.
Yeah. He's from Narcos, right, Jorge?
Narcos,
I'll
Andor.
Look him up.
He plays Andor.
Yeah, he plays Andor, yeah. Exactly.
I think I know John's favorite. I think your favorite is going to be Mason's pick for Travis of Larry the Cable Guy.
What do you think of Larry the Cable Guy for Travis, Amanda?
I think that's perfect.
Yeah, he didn't like it.
He did
not.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
I gave him Jason Segel. You know who
that's
that is?
Very,
yes, I love it. Yeah, I watched Shrinking.
He's tall, like,
he was great in Shrinking.
Like that.
I helped Greg with the Vince Vaughn pick for Trav.
That was nice.
Yeah, right?
That's nice, but not...
Dorky dad vibes.
We're going to be honest here. She took most of the picks.
I made most of it.
Yeah, Parker did most of my picks.
Yeah, Parker, so
I'm
it's
just
really
not good
Parker
at this stuff.
And Boss Amanda's picks.
Like, I did the Amy Poehler one for Emily, and she did not like that one. I thought it was pretty good.
I had Amy Schumer for Emily, Amanda.
I think
what
that's
do you think?
Dead on. I think it's perfect.
You know, I've got news, Boss Amanda. A while back, I quit drinking altogether.
Yeah, but I heard you're drinking again because you had some of that Dos Hombres Mezcal, right?
It's good, man.
I went to Neil Everett's restaurant, Taverna, at the Mar Vista, and I watched the end of the Lakers game, and I had a really nice margarita, blood orange margarita with mezcal instead of tequila, and had that really nice, sweet, smoky taste.
Okay, can we make a deal, though?
Yeah.
I'm fine that you're back on the train, but no drinking before remote shows?
Never. even during.
You can drink after.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yes.
That was a low point of your professional career.
I would say that was the lowest point I've seen from him.
Yes, it was.
Since
I've
known him.
Completely embarrassing.
Yes.
Completely embarrassing. Yeah.
So
yeah, no. Just, I'm not drinking like, I'm just drinking like a cocktail.
Okay, that's fair.
It's a cocktail.
By the way, you guys know how I always talk about the worthy splash.
Yes.
Do it with the mezcal. It's even better than with the tequila.
Only Dos Hombres.
Yeah. Only Dos Hombres.
So you do a shot of Dos Hombres. Actually, do two shots of Dos Hombres.
No, I think one's good for him.
And one shot of pineapple juice over ice.
Oh, that sounds good.
That's the worthy splash. Really good.
And now they're a sponsor.
Which is awesome.
Dos Hombres is a sponsor of the show.
I wonder how that happened. There's no connection anywhere,
connection
is there?
No connection at all.
God bless them. Thank you, Brian Cranston
totally
and Aaron Paul.
Randomly choosing to advertise on Mason and Ireland.
Just
Who
a really
thought?
Big fan of the show. I don't know what the problem is here.
Very big fan. Very big fan. All right, let's. We're going to do officially What's Up, Fool, coming up next. Brought to you by Dos Hombres, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Thank you, Corporate
Chris.
Greg, and it is brought to you by Dos Hombres. Mezcal gives you the more, just the right more, for those everyday moments with great friends that call for more.
He didn't say
more.
What's up. He didn't say what's up, Mace. He said what's up, Greg.
Yeah, I know.
What's up, fool?
All right, so the Seattle Mariners, we'll just move past that. So the Seattle Mariners are the early leaders for the home run props champions. After you hit a home run, they give you a giant gold trident. And it's awesome.
Nice.
It's a big old trident.
Have you guys seen what the Angels do?
Well, here comes the question. Can you think of a better prop for after you hit a home run?
Well, my high school, Coronet Del Mar, we were the Sea Kings, which is a mythical creature from the sea, but he carried a trident.
Yes.
That was the name of our student newspaper.
So did
trident.
You have that?
We had a guy dressed like with a trident, but so I like that. But I think the Angels one is kind of stupid.
What is it?
A giant, it's in honor of Ohtani, it's a giant samurai helmet, but it's super oversized.
Okay.
So if you hit a home run, you get back to the dugout, they put it on your head and you parade through the dugout.
So you don't like the giant samurai helmet, but you like the giant ball cap.
Well, the giant ball cap doesn't make an appearance in the dugout, though.
No, but like that's just the thing that you have, like, well, you said it was so cool, like in the NBA, what was it? Someone in the with the Wizards
had
it.
Yeah, in a locker room after the game, they were doing an interview with him. Yeah. I have no problem with those. If it's part of the game, though, I don't like anything that slows down the game. So that samurai helmet seems to stop the game for a while. I don't know. It just doesn't.
I don't know. With the clock, I don't think you can afford
to
stop it.
I liked when the Dodgers had the bubble machine. That worked for me.
Was really good.
They were doing it earlier this year.
Did they do the bubble machine? Because this year it's all this.
It's the train.
It's the choo-choo train move that they all make.
Yeah, the home run celebrations seem kind of hacky and like artificial. I mean,
there's a college baseball team where they get a big hammer. And they swing it and they hit the ground and then everybody goes
backs up off of it.
Yeah. I think that's cool.
I haven't seen the trident. I'll check it out.
Yeah, I'll get you a picture of the trident. It's awesome.
Okay.
It is so cool.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm actually going to tweet it out right now.
So okay, good. But I'm going to follow you on Twitter now.
No, I can't. Ever since the pistachio.
No, you're right. Back. You're back. Mason hasn't followed me forever, and I don't know why.
I have never followed you.
You're a liar. You did. Don't say you never have.
What's that, fool?
We're moving on.
Okay.
DeAndre showed me something on Snapchat called Snapchat AI yesterday.
Yep.
It's AI that talks to you on Snapchat, just like ChatGPT and everything else.
Right.
AI is obviously going to get bigger and bigger, but if every platform starts to integrate AI, like if they make Instagram AI and Twitter AI and Facebook AI, you get it. What will differentiate each one of them?
Nothing. Nothing will differentiate it. I mean, honestly, ChatGPT is so effective. It can write, it was writing articles for BuzzFeed, the website BuzzFeed, and nobody would ever necessarily know.
Yeah, BuzzFeed went under today.
I saw BuzzFeed went under.
What do you mean it went under?
What's that?
BuzzFeed went under?
It went broke, yeah.
BuzzFeed went broke.
Even though they're only using ChatGPT?
Yeah. They tried it, couldn't save it.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, writing tweets, I mean, you can get, your ChatGPT to write tweets and to write Facebook posts and all that kind of stuff.
You know what I was thinking about? What if I was a high school student? Couldn't I get ChatGPT to write my paper?
Well, you could, but there's apparently some sort of way to detect it for teachers, because otherwise you absolutely could.
Mason would be like, "Oh, you're cheating."
Well, you would be cheating.
No, why? You're getting
Wait a minute. You used it to write gated games. Were you cheating?
Exactly. Were you cheating?
I was cheating. Of course, I was cheating.
Right? No, but
use ChatGPT to write,
I don't have any problem with that.
Yeah, neither do I.
It is cheating.
No, it's not.
You were responsible. Wait a minute. Let's talk about this. You were responsible for preparing a game for the show, which you did.
Right.
Why does it have to come from your original thought of your mind? If you ChatGPT was fine.
It's not an original thought, though. It's a thought that came from a machine. And by the way, the entire game was not written by ChatGPT. Just a couple of questions were. Mm-hmm. I asked ChatGPT to write a tweet about ESPN Los Angeles. This is what it says. It's not exactly edgy. just caught up on the latest sports news with @ESPN Los Angeles, and I'm ready for some serious game time. From Lakers to Dodgers, they've all got it covered. Hashtag sports news, hashtag LA.
That's basically a Magic Johnson tweet.
It is Magic Johnson. Yeah. Exactly. Maybe Magic is using ChatGPT.
It's either that tweet is either from Magic or Pau Gasol, one of the two.
Wow. So, but
the two most earnest tweeters in the business.
Magic Johnson may have been using ChatGPT before everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
He was always on the curve, ahead of the curve.
He's ahead of the curve for everything, so maybe that one too. Interesting.
What's up, Foo?
Hey, guys. Vote for Jorge again. For the Mandy Award.
Yeah.
What does she say at the end?
For the Mandy Awards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Play it again.
All right, hold on.
Hey, guys. Vote for Jorge again. For the Mandy Award.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
that's good. Cool.
All right, so a 23-year-old with no technical training earned $35,000 in a three-month teaching ChatGPT for 3 months to newbies. The class is $20.
Yep.
And he's enrolled 15,000 students for a seven-hour class. He calls it the ChatGPT Masterclass. And he says that he would keep selling as people start to recognize that this is a powerful tool.
Wait a minute. So I pay him $20.
$20.
And he, for 7 hours, teaches me how to use ChatGPT,
yeah.
And he made $35K out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
And, yeah. So I was, my question was going to be that. Is it a scam or is it smart from him?
No, I would want to know how to use ChatGPT and not be like that obvious about it.
Right.
You know, if it can make my life easier, sure.
Yeah, no, it can be used in a whole bunch of, obviously it can be used in multiple what's up fool questions.
Exactly.
What's up
back
fool?
Back to back what's
up. What's up fool is especially today written by ChatGPT. It's very useful. Have you been on it, John?
What's up fool?
No.
No, but I'm not against going on it.
Mace, are you going to pay the $20?
No.
You wouldn't pay the $20?
I don't want to pay the $20 because I don't have 7 hours to give him.
Well, what is he teaching in 7 hours? Really, it takes that long to teach people how to use ChatGPT?
I think it's a scam, this guy.
Yeah, but if people are paying it. It was like, remember when the Pet Rock came out?
Oh, yeah.
That thing made money.
I hope he provides lunch for that
$20. Like the farts. Remember the farts in the jar?
Yeah, that girl made money.
So much money.
If people are stupid enough to pay for it, I'm not against somebody benefit monetizing an idea.
Boob sweat made money.
You did. Boob sweat did make money in a jar.
Yeah. The old boob sweat.
What's up, fool?
Dopes.
Why did you play the what's up, fool, and then continue to talk and continue on the subject just
I don't
a second
know.
Ago?
Who's
Wait, are you the what's up, fool police today?
It's my segment. What are you talking about? Of course I'm the police. All right. So Urban Meyer has decided that it is finally time to hang up the whistle. He has shut down any rumors that he will be making a return to coaching, saying that the book is closed. How much do you think is his decision, and how much do you think it's just that he's burned too many bridges and nobody wants him?
I think that he's burned enough bridges, especially with the Jacksonville stint, that he wouldn't get a major college job, like the jobs he used to get, like Florida, Ohio State, those type of jobs. But, Mace, I compare him to Rick Pitino. He's got a base of knowledge and a coaching record that's pretty successful. He just can't get out of his own way.
Right.
So I think if Urban wanted to go back and coach at some of the schools, one of them, which was your alma mater, Bowling Green.
Yeah.
He was at Bowling Green. He was at Utah. He was at Florida. And then he was at Ohio State.
Yep.
I think if he wanted to go back to the Bowling Green level, he could get a job like Rick Pitino did with Iona.
Right. I think he's done. I don't think you can come back from the embarrassment that he was as the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, we saw him last year and they improved dramatically from the year Urban Meyer was there. I mean, he's fine on TV. By the way, he's not great on TV. He's fine on TV.
Right.
But I think his days of coaching are over. I don't think he's hanging up the whistle. I think the whistle's hanging up on him.
That's the right way to put it.
So, yeah, but
actually,
it
makes no sense.
Wait a minute. Don't you think like a small college job like the ones Pitino got?
Why would he do that? He's making, I don't know, whatever amount of money for sitting on a set every Saturday.
Why did Pitino do it? Pitino could have gone to TV. He wanted to coach.
Could Pitino have gone to TV?
Oh, sure. He's great.
Well, he was out of the game for a while. He went to India or somewhere.
Greece. He was the head of the Greek national team, and then he got a job at Iona, and then he just got the St. John's job.
Yeah, I mean,
so
he needed to rehab his image. I think Urban Meyer would have to rehab his image. He's a man of, 70 years old, you think, Urban Meyer?
Urban Meyer? No, he's probably in his 60s, right?
You think?
Urban Meyer is...
I'm going to guess Urban Meyer is 64.
He is 58.
Boy, he's younger 58. Than me. Yeah.
58 wow. And leaving the game.
Yeah.
Because well, he's got all the money he needs.
Yeah. Yeah. Just sit on a set. Yeah, shoot your mouth off.
He's not very good on the set either.
Yeah, what's that, fool?
Yeah, but ordinary. if they pay him,
yeah.
More power to him.
Yep. All right, so on Factor Cap today, Emily did all stoner conversations.
Yeah, I love this. This is such a great bit.
I think it might have been my favorite Factor Cap ever.
It was great.
So things like a straw has two holes or one hole, and if you try to fail and succeed, you actually succeed were two of the questions. Do you enjoy these philosophical-type conversations or have no time for
them? Well, let's address the ones that you brought up. Okay. A straw obviously has two holes.
Yeah, absolutely
a
not.
A straw
no,
absolutely has two holes.
One hole, it's two
one hole.
Ends.
One hole, yeah. Yes.
One hole with two ends.
Singular hole that goes all the way through.
If you're going through a tunnel, you enter the tunnel. That's
through
one
end.
One end.
No, through one end.
Through another end.
Then go out the other end.
Okay, a donut. A donut. How many holes does a donut have?
One.
A donut. One
hole.
A single hole.
So just elongate the straw, and you now have a donut that is a straw.
But Craig, if I stapled shut one end of the straw,
well, but then you have two. Then you have two.
No, then I have one hole.
Then you have one hole.
And if I unstaple it, I have two.
That's the best point I heard all day.
One hole, two ends. No, wait, you still have one hole.
You're not, Amanda, you're not accepting
it shut.
The premise of the question.
No, even if you staple one end shut, it just means you now have one hole with one end.
Straw, yes. Straw,
true.
One hole,
yes.
Straw, two holes. One hole.
Well,
two
no,
hole.
No.
One
it's
still
one
squeezing
hole,
the end of a
ends.
Straw.
If you
one
squeeze
hole,
the other end, the other
the,
side is
right,
two
you're
holes.
You're both idiots.
Yeah,
what was the
wrong.
Other one?
The other, well, first of all, you're ridiculous for thinking that it's more than one hole.
It's two holes. What's no.
the
other?
There's
yeah,
a difference
what was
between a hole and ends.
We are in complete alignment here.
Put up a pole.
If you try to,
what's up, fool?
No, we're still talking. Why are you hitting what's up, fool? We're
not to drive you crazy.
The question is still not still going.
Trying to annoy you.
You're wrong. All right. So if you try to fail,
oh my god.
My god. Relax. If you try to fail and succeed, you actually succeed.
No, if your goal was to fail.
Yes, thank you. I was killed for this.
If your goal is to fail and you failed, then you succeeded at your goal.
Correct.
But if you tried to fail, but
you
actually
succeed.
But
what Greg is saying, let's say you were like the Clippers and you wanted to pick your opponent in the next round. Like at the end of the year, and you decide you're better off if you lose. You'd rather be the 6 seed than the 5. So you try and lose the game. But Terrence Mann or somebody goes ballistic and you win. You failed at your objective.
Correct.
Did you not?
That you did, yes.
Yeah.
You failed.
If you're trying to lose and you win, that's a fail.
Yeah, but I thought said that if you're trying to fail and you fail, then
you win.
You win.
Then you if you try to fail and you fail, you succeed. But
correct.
This, but the statement is, if you try to fail and succeed, you actually succeed.
Correct.
Oh yes, succeed. That's correct.
That is correct.
No, you
yes.
fail.
No, you fail.
If you try and
yes, you're right. You're right.
If you
you're right.
So if you succeed at failing, then you. Wait,
if you're trying to fail, like let's say you're playing. Listen.
You're trying to fail.
You're playing poker,
okay.
Right?
This segment is a fail. I'll tell you that.
This is great for 420. I'm really
wait, that was the whole point of her
really
factor cap.
I'm really thinking this through.
What's the next one?
I don't remember what the other
one
was.
You didn't steal the rest of Emily's question?
No, that was this question was, do you enjoy these types of philosophical conversations or have no time for them?
Actually, no, I enjoy them.
I do
think
too.
They're worth talking about.
Yeah, me too.
Me too. It's kind
what's
of
that, fool?
It's kind of wheel of questions.
What's that, fool? What's that, fool?
So did Greg fail? Did you expect Greg to fail at What's Up, Fool?
So Greg tried to succeed at What's Up, Fool. He failed, so he failed.
I thought they were pretty good questions.
Okay. Is that the last one, Greg?
Yeah.
Boston.
F Boston. All right. Coming up next, Mace, I'm going
to
play. It's
don't forget
to
bring a towel.
It's a very short clip.
Okay.
5 seconds.
5 seconds?
But I think
it's the shortest clip you've ever asked for.
I think the Astros announcers are trying to troll someone, and I want you to tell me if I'm right or if it just is a coincidence.
Excellent.
All right? I'll explain it to you coming up.
Don't forget, What's Up, Foo is brought to you by Dos Hombres Mezcal. Gives you the more, just the right more for those everyday moments with great friends that call for more. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.